T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time for Mary Scanlon to dazzle us with all the wonderful things about the Nutmeg State.
That's right. We are hearing things like doing well by doing good more and more in the business world. More executives are saying that they have an obligation not just to their stockholders, but to their communities and the world as a whole. That's certainly true right here. New lists of the most admired companies and most responsible companies are dotted with Connecticut firms. Ready?
Yes.
Let's start with the most responsible. Newsweek magazine measured more than 2,000 companies' performance in things like protecting the environment, commitment to social issues, diversity, and fighting corruption. What they call in the business world corporate social responsibility. When they whittled it down, 5 Connecticut companies made the list of most responsible. XPO Logistics down in Greenwich, United Technologies in Farmington, United Rentals in Stamford, The Hartford, and Xerox in Norwalk. Then there's Fortune Magazine's list of the world's most admired companies. Every year, they survey thousands of business people and ask which companies they admired the most. It's pretty straightforward, right?
Sure.
When they totaled up the results, 6 Connecticut companies made the list. Ready?
I'm ready.
There was Booking Holdings, the former Priceline in Norwalk. Okay. Gartner in Stamford, Stanley Black & Decker in New Britain, and along with UTC, Xerox, and XPO. They made both lists.
Wow, they made both lists. Yeah, 3 of them did. Wow, that's great.
If you notice that the lists overlap, that just reflects a trend we were talking about earlier, about doing really well by doing good. Companies are just trying to do the right thing, and that's one more great thing about Connecticut. Did you know Americans are expected to spend over $2 billion on candy this Valentine's Day?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. A survey from CandyStore.com broke down America's favorite Valentine's candy by state. Can you guess what Connecticut's is?
I'm going peanut butter eggs. Peanut butter hearts, rather.
It says it's a box of chocolates.
I don't believe it.
It's no surprise, though, because Connecticut has some spectacular chocolate offerings and even its own statewide chocolate trail that features 18 different chocolate shops. So no need to panic if you haven't gotten a gift yet. Here's a couple places on the Connecticut Chocolate Trail where you can pick up last-minute gifts or plan a unique activity with your sweetheart. You can pick up a peanut butter heart. Fasha's Chocolates.
Featured on an IN Bank commercial. I just saw them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're in Waterbury, a chocolate factory where you can observe chocolates being produced and even make your own candy bar by taking one of the chocolate experience classes. Then there's Thorncrest Farm in Goshen, a working dairy farm that harvests its own hay and pastures its cows in the freshest milk, cream, butter. They create artisanal chocolates right there. You can even visit the cows during open stable hours. Then Thompson Chocolate Store in Meriden. It primarily sells foil-wrapped chocolates in various shapes, sizes, and flavors, including chocolate cigars, lollipops, chocolate-shaped hearts, and more.
Nice.
Divine Treasures in Manchester. They source the chocolate from organic, socially responsible cocoa and then crafts it with its own homemade spices. All of their chocolates are vegan and gluten-free. Knowing this, don't go the usual corner store bought chocolate this year. Surprise your loved one with delectable treats from noteworthy Connecticut chocolatiers. Now, we had a January CT Visit prize pack winner that we need to announce.
We sure did. Congratulations, Patricia Blanks of Wallingford, Connecticut. She picks up the January prize pack with the Connecticut swag, the Beardsley Zoo package, and Fright Haven Valentine's Day experience.
So we've got a February CT prize pack up for grabs right now. A gift card to Pine and Iron Axe Throwing.
Yeah.
Now, I went axe throwing last week, and I'm excited about this. This is good for 1 hour of axe throwing for up to 4 people and a Pine and Iron t-shirt. I want to go to there.
Mm-hmm.
2 4-hour park passes to Powder Ridge Mountain Park Resort. Here's the deal. They have a home that features 20 feature-rich trails for all ski levels, cascading jumps, and more, and also some Connecticut swag in a tote bag and a t-shirt. Get registered at WRCH.com. Click on contests and good luck.